Good morning. Today we are continuing with the topic of standing for somebody who is elderly. We've seen a number of questions over the past number of days, be it standing up for a Talmud Chacham or standing up for somebody who is elderly, standing up for the wife of a Talmud Chacham, standing up for a woman who is herself a Talmidah Chachama. She's very knowledgeable in Torah. Now we're going to get back to talking about that individual who is elderly. We said The condition is, according to the Shulchan Aruch, 70 years old, a minimum of 70 years old. According to the Arizal, a minimum 60 years old. And the question that we're going to be asking over the next couple days, maybe longer, is, does that individual have to be at least a good person? Does that person have to have some Torah knowledge? Does the person have to have good midos? Or are we saying that as long as the person is 70 years old, even if he's a Rasha, even if he's Mechalo Shabbos, Beferhesia, profane Shabbos in public and the like, has terrible midos, are we still going to stand for such an individual because the person has still reached the age of 70 years old such that we would stand for him? So today we're going to start talking about the reasons for the mitzvah or the obligation of standing up for somebody who is elderly. And we'll go through three different reasons today. We'll start with the Sefer HaChinuch, who says that the shoresh of the mitzvah, the core function, the core reason for the mitzvah, to show kavod to somebody who is elderly, mishum shebemeshach shnosav ra'a vihikir ksat b'maasi Hashem v'niflo osav. It has to be that when somebody lives this amount of time, it has to be that he saw the ma'asim, the actions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the wonders of the world, and accordingly it's worthwhile to stand for such an individual. So what we're saying is somebody who lived up to 70 years old, the minimum of 70 years old, it has to be that he had certain experiences in life, he saw certain beauties and wonders of the world, and accordingly that's the right person for us to show kavod to by standing up. That is the Sefer HaChinuch. Yerushalmi gives a different reason, but as we'll see, it's a little bit similar in the following sense. He says that the reason is that the chiyuv to stand up, shekevan shezacha la'arichus yamim, this is a person who was zocha, merited to have lengthy years, to have a lengthy life, minimum of 70 years old. Accordingly, he must have done some good deeds in his life to merit a long life. Now, why is it similar to number one in the sense that we are showing kavod to the elderly person because he has some either intentional or unintentional accomplishments in his world, in his life? The first explanation of the chinuch is he must have seen some wonders of the world, so we're going to show him kavod. According to the Yerushalmi, it's that he had arichus yamim, he had a long life, he must have done some good deeds in his life. We want to show kavod to such an individual. The third reason is going to be very different. The third reason is brought by the Aznaim LaTorah by Rav Saratskin. And he brings a Kutzker Rebbe, he brings a word of the Kutzker as follows, that when somebody is elderly, he loses various taivas that he had, taivas for women and taivas, or men for women, men for women for men. So taivas for food, whatever, he loses the taivas, the physical taivas that he experienced and had throughout his life. And accordingly, to replace that, the taiva for kavod increases. The sakai taiva for people to show him respect increases in such an individual. And he says as follows, "V'imkein yesh lomar shakavod lezaken hu bebuchinas eved larutz lefanav." Accordingly, the kavod that we show an elderly individual is similar to a tzedakah. There's a halacha when it comes to hilchas tzedakah that we have to supply the needs of an individual as he was used to before he became a needy individual. So, for example, if somebody was incredibly wealthy and he used to have an eved, he used to have a servant run in front of him, part of the mitzvah of tzedakah is to supply that person the level of needs or wants that he had prior to becoming a needy individual, and that would include even supplying that eved to run in front of him, announcing that he's coming to show that he's a person of stature. So we want to, we would have the mitzvah of tzedakah to maintain that. So accordingly, says the Kutzker Rebbe, the concept here when it comes to tzedakah, when it comes to filling the needs of somebody, is to fill up the need that individual feels he's lacking. So somebody who was lacking that eved writing in front of him, that servant, that's what the mitzvah tzedakah would dictate. So to hear when we have an elderly individual who desires, who craves, not physical desires anymore, but kavod and the like, it would be our mitzvah to fulfill that need of that individual. That is the Katzkarebi. And based on that, the Aznaim LaTorah says that the same thing applies when it comes to a Zakein. An elderly individual has the taiva for kavod and he's mitzta'er. When he doesn't get the kavod, we are mitzuvim, we are obligated to do chesed to such an individual. And accordingly, lachein tzorech lakum afilu mibnei zakin bor v'amar, we have the obligation to stand up for an elderly individual, even if he is a bor and amar, which means he is totally devoid of any Torah knowledge. That does not matter. We indeed still have the mitzvah, the obligation to stand up. Now, why this is different from the other two, reason number one, the chinuch and the Yoshami number two, those are based on giving this individual kavod because either he saw the wonders of the world or because he had a richus yamim, so he merited it for a reason. Those are reasons to show kavod to a person. Here we're not showing kavod for the person because he accomplished anything, but because it's a chesed to show kavod to this elderly individual. So it's a very different approach, this third one, from the first and second ones. Now, having said that, there is an alternative view that Rav Kurlo brings, for example, in the name of many Rishonim, that there is not even an obligation, certainly not a d'oraisa obligation, to stand up for somebody who's elderly. And he says that that's the opinion of the Sheiltos, the Sheet of Rashi, Ravan, Riaz, Rabbeinu Bachya, and others. It happens to be that the Rambam, Maimonides, some bring in his name that he was also of that view, that on a d'oraisa level, there's no mitzvah to stand up for somebody who is elderly, who is not a chacham, that doesn't have Torah knowledge. That would be a rabbinic mitzvah, but not a d'oraisa mitzvah. So here we're having the alternative view. The primary view was there's a mitzvah to stand up for somebody who is a zakein, even if the person is devoid of Torah knowledge. And here we have this second alternative view, that there is no such mitzvah, the person is devoid of Torah knowledge, and it could be, at least in the Rambam, that there would be not a d'oraisa mitzvah, but a Derabanan, a rabbinic mitzvah. And the Sefer Osi Le'olam says, from the language of the Rambam in a number of places, that there is no chiyuv d'oraisa to get up for just a regular elderly individual. It's not a chacham. Simply, it's the basis is haderech miderech hatov v'yasher. It's just the right thing to do. It's the proper thing to do, but not that, according to the Rambam, there's any obligation to do so. Again, this alternative view is talking about when you have this elderly individual that is not a chacham, that is devoid of Torah knowledge, then there's either no obligation, or there's a rabbinic obligation, or it's just the right thing to do from ha-yashar v'hatov, the proper thing to do, hatov v'yashar, but not anything more than that. Have a wonderful day.